Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get over to Sonic today for lunch. Game day at Sonic, where you can get all those spooky savings. But you got to download the Sonic app. That's the important part here, right? It's like you need to have the app so you can get all the rewards, like the double Sonic Smash or the vanilla trick-or-treat blast. Which you could get, you know, M&M's, Oreo cookie pieces, that creamy vanilla soft serve. Absolutely delicious. Download the app at Sonic today.
All that sweet stuff's good. It's tasty. Sometimes you just need a meal. Sometimes you need something big. Triple Sonic Smasher is that. Three patties made with Angus beef, seasoned, smashed, and seared. Crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. It's then layered with three slices of melted American cheese. Not just one. Sonic's not going to be skimpy with the cheese. It's going to be tasty. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be on a pillowy, soft potato bun. It's all done at Sonic. John said the key thing about Sonic. You've got to know it. Download the app. That's how you can take advantage of all the deals that Sonic has. You're not doing the full Sonic experience if you have not downloaded their app. Live free. Eat Sonic.
I guess this is pretty significant news. Kind of fascinating. The San Francisco Giants are hiring the Tennessee baseball coach, Tony Vitello. He's finalizing it to become the next manager there with the Giants. Regarded as one of the best coaches in college baseball. Done a very good job there, obviously, at Tennessee. It doesn't seem like this is a jump that gets made, though.
It's never happened.
So it's never happened. A college baseball coach has never been hired to do Major League Baseball.
Never happened.
Okay. Interesting. I would assume there's a reason for that. And obviously the Giants see something in Tony Vitello. Again, I really wouldn't have much insight on him other than, like, I just feel like they're always in the mix. Anecdotally, when I look up and pay attention to the College World Series, Tennessee seems to always be a team that's there towards the end. But, you know, it's a fascinating thing. I know Tennessee fans are sick about this because, you know, they're like, what the hell? We're losing our friggin' manager to Major League Baseball, like not even another team. But a whole different league, a professional sport. Yeah, ESPN says the closest thing to this would be Pat Murphy, who spent 25 years coaching in college, but then he left there for the Padres as a minor league manager. So I guess that's, you know, it's not going from college to the majors. It feels like a big jump, Jason. I don't know. Do you have any?
Big jump in one way, but know this, that as the Yahoo story says, he's currently the highest paid coach in college baseball, and it's believed he'll have to take a pay cut to do this job.
Wow.
Now, yes, you're stepping into the majors. There's more prestige that comes with that.
Right.
But that said, you are a king in Knoxville.
Right.
You've brought them a national championship, and you're going to make more money. Now, this train, once you're in what we know, there's a reason this hadn't happened. Because baseball hires baseball guys that have already done it. You recycle them, all those old heads. Players, Craig Counsell's one of those guys. That's typically who you roll it with. But clearly, he feels like, well, hey, I'm what 47 years old? Once I'm in with the way baseball recycles guys, I'm in for good. And listen, here's the other thing. I've delivered a national championship to Tennessee, and so I've checked off that box. Now, we could apply the sort of Lane Kiffin conversation to it. Bro, you're a king now.
Yep.
Like, you'll never, you know, yes, you won't win a national title every year, but will they ask to fire you once you've done this? Probably not at Tennessee, where you've raised this bar up. But he's obviously got a mission. And I wonder if it's the same for Lane Kiffin, whose father was in the NFL for a long time. If maybe after he's got this college thing, if there's no college job, he needs to leave for Ole Miss, it'd be going to the NFL. Maybe that was always the case for Tony.
I have a little bit of insight on this because I have a friend whose kid played for him at Arkansas. He was the pitching coach at Arkansas before he went to Tennessee. Obviously won a national championship. I was telling Jason this off the air. He's recruited Chandler Day from Houston. Ari Bethea from Collierville is there because of him. Terrific recruiter. I think the challenge is, my friend, I'll just leave this off the record, but he said the challenge he's going to have, and this is like any pro versus college coach, you can micromanage college baseball players. You have a roster of 40 or 50 kids. You can micromanage the hell out of them. At the pros, it's much more difficult. But the change I think that's happening is like this, what is it, Yosevich, the guy at the Blue Jays? Like, there's a youth movement going on in baseball right now. So these kids are coming straight out of college. A lot of times, like Skeens, they don't even go through the minors, or they blow through the minors in like a year or two if they're drafted in the first round, and then they're pitching for the Pirates. So maybe this is a movement that's happening in baseball.
But I don't know. I don't know if that explains why he wants to go to the majors, though. You know,
him and the AD, I've heard, were also not perfectly aligned.
That, I mean, that can help.
Him and Danny. He's a very fiery cat. Like, right. The dude is outrageous if you ever watched him.
He's making the most money in college baseball.
Yeah. Yeah,
how mad can he be at Danny?
He's a fiery cat.
I think this guy needs to get his life together. This guy clearly is in shambles.
Nah.
Going to the San Francisco Giants organization, leaving behind a guaranteed lifestyle. I mean, what's wrong with this dude? No,
it's interesting. I don't know.
Is the Giants roster good? Is it
good enough to make
Buster Posey is the GM hiring him, I think.
I remember when Buster Posey played.
Yeah.
Not much about him. Was he a catcher? I don't remember much else about him.
Yep.
But I
guess the president of baseball operations.
Hey, you don't see a lot of any sport. You don't see college coaches go to the majors. It's very, very rare.
No.
Like, the whole Dan Hurley thing with the Lakers was a sham. That was never happening.
Nick Saban, Harbaugh.
Right.
Harbaugh kind of went one back into college, then back up.
I kind of count him more of like an NFL coach first.
Saban
was a mess.
College, went to Miami.
Yeah, Saban was a mess.
Basketball, some have worked out well. Larry Brown.
Did Petrino quit on somebody?
He's from the Falcons, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's happened before. This has never happened.
It doesn't have there's not a great track record, is my point. Like, when you start in college and then you go to the NBA or professional leagues, like, it does not, because it's a very different set of things you're responsible for doing.
The point I would make is something that Brad touched on. Great recruiter at Tennessee, has all the talent here, but recruiting doesn't do a damn thing for
Nothing.
You in the Major League Baseball.
That's right.
You're bound to your payroll.
That's right.
And what your general manager and your owner are okay and willing to do. I mean, that's what he's bound by.
He is a pretty good identifier of talent, though. I will say that. In other words, he's been good at identifying people. Like, for example,
that's what your GM's supposed to do, though.
That's his
role.
His job.
Yeah,
in a baseball,
it's going to be a different deal for him. He's a micromanager at the college level.
So if he's and you're right, I'm going. He's a great recruiter. You're walking away from one of your strengths and one of the things that's made you the highest paid player, the highest paid coach in college baseball. So, a little bit of a risk, clearly.
I think it's a big risk.
You're taking less money.
Major risk.
Say you fall on your face.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, this is what I would say. He can probably go right back to college if he falls on his face and be one of the highest paid coaches again because of his reputation at this level.
True.
And so maybe he doesn't look at it as quite that risk because I can go back. And so he's going to check off this lifelong dream, probably.
He always wanted to do it.
But again, recruiting will not be part of it. Free agency, the dollars determine it.
What's interesting about this, though, is that he's going because of ego. That's the only reason he's going.
Of course.
He's only going because I want to do this and I think I can do it. But that's really the only thing that's actually at stake is his ego. Because, like, he will have a soft landing. If he fails with the Giants, he will have a soft landing, but he will come back to college baseball with his tail tucked between his legs. He will have failed as a San Francisco Giants manager. Now, maybe you could say he doesn't care about failing and he'll just go do that and come back. But, you know, I would highly bet against it because I even think about Calipari. Calipari crushed it at UMass, you know? And didn't he go to the Nets after that?
Yes, failed.
And then he was an absolute failure, and then he came back to college.
Yeah. Thought he made playoffs one year.
They
ran him off.
He wasn't a failure, but he got fired, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just the list of people that started in college whether it be NFL, whether it be NBA, whether it be majors, which there's no example, it's very, 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 very short. Now, maybe Tony Vitello is going to be the first guy that does it and does it extremely well. But I think you're exactly right, Jason. The things that make you a great college coach do not translate to the pros. They don't, and they never will. They never will.
I agree with you.
It's about, you know, and again, in a baseball locker room, I'm a lot less familiar with what a good manager needs to do or be. But, you know, in college, it is just you're managing 18 to 22-year-olds. And in any professional league, you're managing men.
In college baseball, you can have a dozen left-handed pitchers and just trot another one out there if the first one doesn't work. In Major League Baseball, you have to rely on your farm system, and you don't get to micromanage the hell out of your roster like you do at college.
Like, it would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
It would drive me crazy.
You don't get to micromanage these people.
Like, I don't get to pick, you know, who my relievers are. I don't get to pick who gets called up. I don't get to pick these things. Like, it would drive me absolutely crazy. You know, I wouldn't do it. I would stay making the money, and I would say, yeah, listen, it's an intriguing opportunity. I would just use it to get more money from Tennessee. I mean, because, like, when you have it set up and you're walking, it's kind of the same thing we're talking about with Lane Kiffin, in a way. It's like, why are you leaving when you have it set up?
Now, I am excited as a Mississippi State Bulldog baseball fan because they just hired Brian O'Connor and gave him almost $2.5 million to coach Mississippi State. I mean, there's an arms race in baseball right now, so hail State.
Yeah, I mean, it's great news for everybody in the SEC.
Yep, dude was killing it at Tennessee.
Yeah, that's fantastic news because he was dominant, and now he's
very
gone.
Dominant.
So, and he'll go to the San Francisco Giants, and he'll probably be, like, mediocre is my guess, you know? Because
you're in a division with the Dodgers.
You're in a division with the – like, what are you doing, man?
And their payroll.
Right. Like, of all the teams you're going to leave for, why the hell would you do the Giants unless he has some personal relationship with the people up there?
It must have been, a hell of an interview with Buster Posey, who must have promised him, I would guess, you know, some years of security. Because, again, you're in a division with the Giants. This has never been done. With the Dodgers, never been done before pulling a college guy up.
Right.
And so it would be, you can't fire me after a season or two if I'm even going to consider this. I'm leaving the highest paid job in college baseball.
That's right.
So clearly Posey must be head over heels and must have promised him some security.
Yeah.
From the get-go. And the Giants are a proud organization. I mean, they're not one that's just down and desolate. They'll probably put some money behind it, go get him some guys, and we'll see what happens. But you're leaving with your strength. He's jumping out on faith here.
Yeah.
Probably to check off what was a lifetime goal. I'm not going to fault a man for doing that, especially after he's done the job at the place that he was brought to do a job and win a national championship there. Yeah. He checked that off his box. Maybe he's got higher life goals in terms of the way he looks at it, and it's not so much about money, but being a major league manager was always something he wanted to do.
Yep.
So, not going to fault him for taking the chance, but good luck to you.
Yeah.
Well, he probably feels like he can double dip. He can get he can get fired from the Giants and then get paid from somebody else and make two salaries.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't going to be hurting for the money. That's why he's not worried about taking the pay cut.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think people should go and pursue their dreams, but, like, I think there should be some reason involved at some point. Like, but again, I think the key here is that there's no stakes involved in this, really, other than his ego. Like, if he doesn't do it and he doesn't succeed, he's just gonna have to live with that, and then he'll get dry his tears with millions and millions from the SEC.
Well, and Posey's got more at risk with the reputation. People are going to look at you if this fails and falls on his face. There's a reason why people haven't done this, Buster Posey. You must not be a good general manager.
Right.
You this is not the idea here. Or if it goes well, they're going to call him a genius. So he's the one taking the real chance here
on
doing something
true.
That's historic. We'll see what happens with Buster Posey, the executive. Hell of a player for the Giants, but you might be, you know, making a bad move here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.